Obviously, the Library Theatre and Corner House are going into partnership from April this year. And one of the really exciting things is that both companies have done brilliant work around sustainability, but very different work for the two different organisations. So what we've been doing is looking at the best of what the Library Theatre have done, looking at the best of what the Corner House have done, and thinking about how we can bring those things together. My name's Liz Postlethwaite and I'm the Community and Education Director for the Library Theatre Company, and we've done lots of quite interesting work looking at sustainability, looking at the sustainability of what we do. And one big piece of work that we've done over the last 2 years, which is a little bit of an insane exercise, is actually working out the carbon footprint of a piece of work. So this time last year, when we did the Doll's House, we gathered loads of different data about all the resources we were using, all the travel, how our audience were getting to see us, how many cups of coffee they were drinking, to work out what the environmental impact was of that piece of work. I think the really important thing with this is thinking about how you can take all this data, which is quite geeky and quite boring, and put it together in a way that your audience can understand, or that your audience can relate to, or your audience can find interesting. So we discovered that for each audience member who saw a Doll's House, their carbon footprint was the same as it takes Walkers or other brands to create a packet of cheese and onion crisps. So it's about making it into meaningful data so that your audience can understand it and equate it to other things in their lives. Environmental Business Pledge was set up by Manchester City Council and Groundwork, and it's a project in Manchester looking at running businesses sustainably. So there's bronze, silver and gold, and the Corner House have managed to get to silver level. So that's looking at all the way that you run in your business, about recycling, about all those different kind of things, about how you're sustainable within your local community.
My name's Debbie. I'm Safety and Operations Coordinator here at Corner House. Part of my job is to look after recycling and environmental issues. So we've been recording our electricity usage and looking how we can reduce it. We've been changing the light bulbs and light fittings that we have. We currently do all our recycling back of house, but we're really excited because we've got some funding to purchase some bins to allow our audiences to recycle front of house. So basically, if you come in to see a film and you've had a can of Coke or a bottle of Coke, you can pop it into the recycling bins that you'll find in the foyer areas.
Hi, I'm Mark from the Cafe Bar at Corner House. We go through about 700 bottles every week, and all the glass from that is fully recycled. The cardboard boxes that they arrive in are also recycled, and the takeaway boxes we use for cakes and salads and stuff like that is mostly biodegradable. Everything is baked in-house in terms of bread and cakes, so that saves on deliveries. Where we do use outsourced suppliers, they are as local as possible. We also are left with a lot of oil from the cooking that's done in-house, and that's collected once a month as well.
Hi, my name's Thomas. I'm an exhibitions coordinator here at Corner House. Across Corner House's three main gallery spaces, we do about six major exhibitions a year, and they range massively in terms of the content. And for pretty much all of them, we have to do a certain amount of building work in the galleries, and for some of them, we have to do lots of building work. So often we use huge amounts of wood. We might order in something like 30 or 40 sheets of MDF, or maybe 40 metres of timber battens. And after you've used all of this woodwork, then you've got a huge amount of material left in the galleries. So we try to reuse it as much as possible for following shows. So if it's not too badly damaged, then we'll use it at least one more time, or maybe two more times. But when it reaches a point where the wood's just too tatty, it's been too well used, and you can't sort of plaster over the cracks or conceal the fact that it's secondhand any longer, then there's a local company who we use to take the wood away and recycle it for us. So apart from the wood, we're buying in lots of other things, and it's just generally about being very resourceful as well. So if ever we have any surplus at the end of changeover, so any paint left over, any materials like carpet, then we'll pass that on. So we have a big artist community in Manchester, so quite often that'll end up getting passed over to maybe Rogue Studios or some of the artists who are there, because paints and fabrication materials are always very useful to artists, and it's a good way of those things finding a second life, and if we can't reuse them again, then somebody else can.
Historically, both the Library Theatre Company and Corner House have been based in old buildings or older buildings that weren't necessarily purpose-built for the activity that's taking place in them. And in terms of working sustainably, that offers loads of challenges, sometimes challenges which can't be overcome in some ways. And what's really exciting about the future for both companies and for the merged company is how moving forward into a new building will offer possibilities of sustainable working that haven't been possible in our either of our previous homes. So it's exciting times ahead and exciting possibilities.